1013 ESPN and 1013ESPN.com. On the phone right now, we have Chris Ummer, who is the director of athletics at Lyndon State College. And Chris, provide me a little background here, because I've had this job for about 1 month, and when I got here, one of the first big local stories I heard about was that Lyndon State and Johnson State are going to combine. Can you provide just a little bit of context and a little bit of background on that?
Sure. I'll try to give you what I can give you. It's actually being termed as a unification. We're unifying the two schools. We will have a number of things that fall underneath the unification of the two schools. Athletically, it's a little bit different. This has probably been in the works for only since maybe midsummer, and the chancellor brought that forward probably in July.
So is it going to be, at least to the best of your knowledge, is a campus closing? Is it going to be two separate campuses? Are students going to have to commute back and forth? Because I don't even know how close the two campuses are. Is that even possible?
Yeah, good questions. So we're about an hour, maybe a little bit more than an hour apart. It's not a direct route. It's up and down and around and about, for sure. It takes maybe an hour and 10 minutes, and it's about 50, 55 miles, and it's all kind of on back roads for the most part. Neither campus is closing, absolutely not. As far as students traveling between campuses to attend classes, that's still something that is yet to be seen. I think there's opportunity and possibility for that. I think that could provide more for our students on either campus if we could develop something like that. But certainly both campuses are staying open. Probably over the next 2 to 3 months, they will come with a new title for the two schools. I think there are three different titles that are being kicked around right now, or at least discussed. So it will not be Lyndon State College or Johnson State College. It'll be something to the effect of Northern Vermont University at Lyndon or Northern Vermont University at Johnson. That's just an example, something to that effect.
Chris Ummer, the director of athletics at Lyndon State College, or for Lyndon State College for now, the name. But Chris, athletically, what is the impact of this decision on your athletic program, also on Johnson State? But is it going to be a combined athletic program? Are coaches going to join staffs together? How is that going to work?
Another good question. So this is not new to the NCAA. There have been other institutions across the country, in particular in Division III, that have gone through this kind of a unification process. So when these ideas, thoughts were being entertained back in the summer, there was some research done with the NCAA, a reach out to the NCAA office discussing, asking what would happen. And so for the two athletic departments to continue to operate separately, so the Johnson State Badgers, you know, will remain the Badgers, and Lyndon State will remain the Hornets. They do have to have separate athletic administrations as well as separate athletic budgets. That is 100% the plan right now, to maintain our own athletic department, and Johnson will maintain their own athletic department. We'll have our own coaching staffs. We won't be combining teams. I think, though, answering to one president, which is what this will eventually come to be, I think by next summer, end of next summer, I think we'll have an opportunity as two departments to approach the president with, similar ideas at the same time.
Chris, is there a possibility, because I have to assume that this unification would give a little more a bigger financial presence to each university. Is there a possibility that this is a great thing for athletics, and maybe you can add more programs if you're able to bring in more revenue?
I think, from my perspective, the unification is helping us save money. Now, perhaps that money can be put into certain areas to enhance different departments, academic co-curricular activities across campus. We would certainly like to expand our athletic department. I think there are things that both campuses need athletically to do that, and probably more than anything comes down to facilities. We've just, this year we're actually adding three sports that prior to this year we have not had. So we've gone from 12 sports to 15 sports. We would like to continue to add, and perhaps this is going to help. I think there's a little bit of hesitation from everybody on both campuses. I've been at Linden now for, this is my 31st year, and had a couple different roles in the athletic department, but I think of this as another part of the campus, at least Linden State College, evolving and changing somewhat.
Chris, I was at UVM Men's Basketball Media Day the other day, and one of the first things I noticed was that on UVM's schedule is Linden State. And I have some familiarity with this. Last year when I was in Albany, UAlbany played Oneonta State, another Division III program. And I think people look at that and they question maybe UVM's motivation for playing a Division III school, but I think it's undoubted that it's a benefit for you guys at the D3 level. What's the benefit of your basketball team to go play UVM?
Oh, absolutely. It's a huge benefit. So we've now been playing a Division I institution about for the last 5 or 6 years, one each season. And what's been happening at the Division I level is each division team, at least it seems throughout New England, is putting one D3 program on their schedule. It's obviously a home game for that Division I institution. So it gives our student-athletes an opportunity to go and play in let's say a more enhanced facility, and probably an opportunity to play against, in most cases, a higher talent level than they typically play against. It's, you know, a chance to rub elbows with the Division I players, show their skills. We've played, once again, obviously playing UVM this year. We've played at Yale. We've played at Brown. We've played at Dartmouth. So we've played a number of institutions within the New England area, and all have been a really good experience.
Is that something that is happening in other sports? Because you do see it a lot in basketball, but I can't really remember it happening in any other sport.
I have not seen it in other sports, at least here at Linden State College and other Division III schools that we compete against. I haven't heard that happening elsewhere. I think it's a more manageable, athletic talent-wise matchup. I think there are certain sports where it definitely would not happen, more of a collision or a contact sport. There are other sports that it can occur in, such as cross country, men's, women's cross country. Linden State College has competed off and on at an open New England championship, which has D1, D2, D3 programs. Once again, non-contact sport. But I think basketball is the one that really, you know, is kind of out there by itself doing this.
Chris Ummer, athletic director at Linden State College, talking about the unification in the future coming up of Linden State and Johnson State. Also talking about the UVM and Linden hoops game, which will take place. And hard to believe, not even a month from now, we're getting closer and closer to basketball season. Chris, we appreciate the time today. And look, Plattsburgh, Norwich, Southern Vermont, Castleton, UVM, and St. Mike's. I've had them all represented on this show, and now we add Linden State to the list, so we appreciate you joining us.
Well, that's fantastic. We appreciate the invitation, and we look forward to that UVM matchup.